In today's Tech Bites, you've heard of Googling something or TiVoing your favorite show. Now Microsoft is hoping you'll Bing. That's the name for Microsoft's new search engine due out next week. The company's hoping to challenge Google with Bing, but this tool is aimed at people trying to make decisions on what to buy, planning a trip, or searching for local businesses. Bing.com goes live next Thursday. A single penny can't even buy a piece of candy these days, but now one phone company has a pretty sweet deal, a smartphone for just 1 cent. USA Today's Ed Begg gives us a look.
It's not some discontinued model they're trying to get rid of. Now, this device has 3G, it has Wi-Fi, it even has a video camera, among other multimedia features. Now, it's not perfect. The keyboard is cramped, there's not a lot of memory, it doesn't come with a headphone. So there, and the interface is not exactly intuitive. There are a couple of menus that drove me nuts. But overall, how can you beat the value? In this economy, the price is right.
Now, without the AT&T service plan, the phone will cost you $300. You can read Ed's column on usatoday.com. The new smartphone many say may win over iPhone fans is about to take on Apple on its own turf. We've now learned the highly anticipated Palm Pre will sync up with iTunes, allowing users to manage their music library and photos. That's just one of the major features of the new phone that's set to be released next week. There's also word that Verizon will offer the Palm Pre in 6 months. But until then, the only way to get one will be to sign up for a contract with Sprint. For more information on all these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bites. I'm Jeremy Hubbard.